Well, good morning and Happy New Year. Let's stand together and let's thank God for all he's doing and all he's done and all he's yet to do. Amen. Such a good year. We get to walk in the clouds out there, so it's going to be good. Lord, we love you. We praise you, God. We thank you for this day, God. Thank you for your presence and your promises, God, your mercy that endures. It's new every morning, God, and new every year. We thank you, God, for your loving kindness, for your goodness towards us, Lord. We give you praise in this place. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Just one word, you calm the storm that surrounds me.
Sing this out, just one word.
Just one word, the darkness has to retreat.
Just one touch.
Just one touch. I feel the presence of heaven. Just one touch, my eyes are open to see. My heart can't help but believe. There's nothing that our God can't do. There's not a mountain that he can't move. Oh, praise the name that makes a way. There's nothing that our God can't do. Just one word, you heal what's broken inside me.
Just takes one word from you, Jesus.
Just one word, and you revive every dream. With just one touch, I feel the power of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Oh, just one touch, my eyes are open to see. My heart can't help but believe. There's nothing that our God can't do. There's not a mountain that he can't move. Oh, praise the name that makes the way. There's nothing that our God can't do. There's nothing that our God can't do. There's not a prison wall he can't break through. Oh, praise the name that makes a way. There's nothing that our God can't do. Oh,
yes, Lord, we believe that we sing it today. There's nothing you cannot do. There's nothing our God cannot do.
Sing, I will believe, I will believe. For greater things, there's no power like the power of Jesus. Let faith arise, let all agree. There's no power like the power of Jesus. I will believe. For greater things, there's no power like the power of Jesus. Let faith arise, let all agree. There's no power like greater things. There's no power like the power of Jesus. Let faith arise, let all agree. There's no power like the power. There's nothing that our God can't do. There's not a mountain that he can't move. Oh, praise the name that makes a way. There's nothing that our God can't do. There's not a prison wall he can't break through. Oh, praise the name that makes a way. There's nothing that a God can't do. There's no power like the power of Jesus.
All our hope is built upon your name, Jesus. Through every battle, through every heartbreak, through every circumstance, oh, I believe that you are my fortress. You are my portion. You are my hiding place. Oh, I believe you are the way, the truth, the life, and I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. Oh, I believe through every battle, through every heartbreak, through every circumstance, sing, I believe. You are my fortress, you are my fortress. Oh, you are my portion. Yes, you are my hiding place. Oh, I believe through every blessing, through every promise, through every breath I take, I believe, Lord, you are provider and you are protector. You are the one I love. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth. Fears and doubts, they can all come too, because they can't stay long when I'm here with you. It's a new horizon, and I'm set on you. And you meet me here today with mercies that are new. All my fears and doubts, they can all come too, because they can't stay long when I'm here with you. 'Cause it's a new horizon and I'm set on you. And you meet me here today with mercies that are new. All my fears and doubts, they can all come to, because they can't stay long when I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are. the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. Oh, yes, I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. And I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. Yes, I believe you are. Oh yes, Jesus, you are. Jesus, you are. And I believe. Lean into you, Jesus, 'cause you're the way, you're the life. Oh. Everything else comes second to you, Jesus. Oh. I will seek first your kingdom. I will seek first your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The scripture says that you delight over your children. You delight over your children. For a new day and for a new year, you're singing songs of blessing, songs of hope. Oh, so I fix my eyes on you, Jesus. It all begins and ends in you, 'cause you are the way, the truth, the life. So I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. Yes, I believe. I believe you are. I believe you are. Oh, we believe. Yes, I believe you are.
Sing to the God of the age. praise again. You stole my soul. I'll sing like the heavens are waving and roar like an army of angels to sing his praise again. And oh my soul, I'll sing to the God of the ages and sing to the Lord of creation. I'll sing his praise again. Oh my soul, I'll sing like the heavens are waving and roar like an army of angels. I'll sing his praise again. Oh, sing his praise again. Oh, I'll sing his praise again. Can we sing this? Remember how our God has never failed us. Remember that his name will make a way, he'll make a way. 'Cause from the cross to the grave, he is risen and he reigns. Oh, praise the Lord and sing his praise again.
Praise again. Remember that His name will make a way, He'll make a way. 'Cause from the cross to the grave, He is risen and He reigns. Oh, praise the Lord, yes, sing His praise.
Call me, sing again, remember how we believe this right now.
'Cause remember how our God has never failed, never failed us. Remember that His name will make a way, He'll make a way. 'Cause from the cross to the grave, He is risen and He reigns. Praise the Lord, sing His praise again.
Amen. Amen. This is a word, I believe, for the year 2023. We've all been given gifts. Gifts from the Lord. And it's our choice on whether or not to act on those gifts or let them just stay dormant. Can I tell you this? God wants you to use your gifts for the church, for the benefit of His glory, and for the benefit of His kingdom advancing. That's what He asks all of us to do. What you just experienced is this. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about spiritual gifts. All of us have a spiritual gift. We just have to tap into that spiritual gift. The more we learn about who He is, and the more we learn about the Holy Spirit and how much of a comforter and a provider He is, He wants to provide you a gift, a spiritual gift to use for His glory, not for your own, but for His glory. And what my prayer is, and what I believe that this word was for us, is that God wants you, every single one of us in this room, whether you're a teenager, a child, or an adult, He wants to use you to benefit His kingdom right here in Tallahassee and around the world. And He wants to use your gifts, the gifts that He has given you, the gifts that He has promised you, to benefit His kingdom. The only choice is yours. The only choice is mine, whether or not we want to live out this thing called faith and trust in Him with everything that we have. So if you're grateful, If you're grateful and you believe that our God is faithful and you want to be used by him in 2023, would you just lift your hands this morning? Would you just lift your hands and begin to glorify him? Thank him for 2022 and pray and ask God, God, stretch me in ways for 2023 that I've never been stretched before, because God wants to do something in your life. He wants to minister through you and with the power of the Holy Spirit, but he wants you to do it. He wants you to be obedient. He wants you to be faithful. He wants you to be there. He wants you to be active and not stay dormant. He wants those gifts to be in operation, and that is what his desire is. So would you just lift up your voice right now and thank him and ask him for those gifts? Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you so much for what you're doing in this place. I thank you for 2022, but God, we are not looking back. We are looking forward, and we are pressing on to the goal that we have. Lord, the goal that is set before us. We are trailblazers, oh God, and we know that you have something great in store for us. So Father, I pray that you would use every single one that has their hand raised, that you would give them the faith to walk it out, that you would give them the faith to obey, the faith to be faithful, oh God, in every way, shape, and form, God. We honor you in this place. We give you glory in this place, and we look forward to advancing your kingdom in 2023. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody said, amen. If you love him this morning, would you put your hands together and give him glory? Come on. Amen. 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 You may be seated this morning. Welcome to Freedom Church on this first day of 2023. How many of you are happy that it's 2023? May I see your hand?
Amen.
All right, I think that's the majority of you.
It's a great new year.
If this is your first time or first time in a long time, welcome to Freedom Church. We are so glad that you're here this morning. If you're new here, there is a QR code in the seat back in front of you or on the screen behind me. If you would take your smartphone out and scan that QR code, it'll ask you a few questions, but we want to welcome you into the family of God right here at Freedom Church. So thank you very much for doing that.
Yes, and the QR code is also the best way to give to Freedom Church. And we just want to thank you so much for your giving in 2022.
That's right.
If you were here last Sunday, we got to bless two very important ministries within our local Tallahassee community. And it's because of your faithfulness that we were able to do that. So give yourselves a hand.
Come on.
We have supported numerous missionaries around the world, given to several local organizations, and are able to have services every week. So thank you guys so much, and we can't wait to kick off 2023 as well.
Next week is Baptism Sunday. If you have recently made the decision to follow Jesus Christ with all of your heart, you need to be baptized. You need to be water baptized. And the easiest way to do that is signing up at freedomchurch.life/signup or scanning that QR code that's in the seat back in front of you. It'll take you straight where you need to be. But we are excited to celebrate with those that have made the decision to follow Jesus with all of their heart and to confirm it through water baptism. So be here next week to celebrate with us. And if you have not been baptized yet, please sign up.
And if you have questions about baptism, see any one of the pastors on staff or email us. We would love to help you make sure that that's the right next step for you.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the video announcements.
The Freedom Church emergency team is in need of medical personnel who are willing to use their skills to help during an emergency situation at Freedom Church. If you are interested in being a part of the medical team, please fill out the registration form at freedomchurch.life/signup. If you are new to Freedom Church or want to find out new ways to grow in your walk with Christ, we want to help you. Next Steps is a weekly group that meets Sundays at 9:45 a.m. in the conference room. So come find your place at Freedom. Winter Blitz is an exciting one-day event for 1st through 5th grade kids, filled with games and a powerful service with a special kids speaker. Winter Blitz will be February 11th at Callaway Assembly in Panama City. Registration is $60, and you can sign your child up at freedomchurch.life/signup.
If you want to be baptized in water, your next opportunity is January 8th at the 9 o'clock or 11 o'clock service. You may sign up at freedomchurch.life/signup or talk to a pastor to get on the list.
Hi, we are Micah and Beverly Bell, and we'd like to invite you to the Strong Marriage Conference in February 2023.
If you're in need of a fun-filled weekend getaway to rest and just reconnect with your spouse, this conference is for you.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about reviving friendship, staying connected, good communication, and how to speak your spouse's love language.
What about when your spouse doesn't speak your love language?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that too.
Your marriage union is so important to God, and whether your marriage is just hanging on by a thread or you still feel like newlyweds, this will be a weekend to remember.
Absolutely. Come join us in beautiful Lake Point Resort, Eufaula, Alabama, as we pause and we just pause from the fast pace of life to receive hope and healing and health and really just focus on God's plan for marriage.
Space is limited, so register today.
Praise God. I said, praise God. Happy New Year. It is good to see so many of you here on this first day of the new year. And it is awesome to see all of our kids in the sanctuary. All of our kids, will you just wave your hands at me? All of our kids. Let's give our kids a big hand. Our kids' ministry is off today. We'll be resuming next Sunday. So they're in here with us. So they're watching you. They're learning from you. They're learning how to sit in church and sit in the sanctuary. It's exciting. Praise God. I just want to celebrate a little bit. Last week, we were able to give to two amazing ministries right here in our city, City Walk and also Good Samaritan Network. I did not make the mention of the amount, but today I want to do that. We gave well over $2,000 to each of those ministries. Let's celebrate. Yeah. Thank you so much for your giving. We're excited about what God's going to do in 2023. Are you excited?
Amen.
Are you ready for God just to continue to grow our church?
Amen.
God loves you. We heard the word that was said just a little while ago. God loves you.
Amen.
And I want you to know that right off the bat, God loves you right where you're at. God loves Tallahassee. As frustrated as we are with this world and how evil it is, and there's a lot of evil things, God still loves people. God still loves you. And there are people in your family, and we're going to talk about it today, people in your family, people at your work that need the love of God. They need to know how much God loves them. This morning, January the 1st, what a great day to be in church. What a great way to start out the new year. How many are doing pretty good so far in the new year? I mean, you haven't messed up too bad, okay? Good. Day one, you're doing well. If you haven't fought with your spouse, you know, good job. 2023 is doing well. Your family, great job. Well, I want to start. I want to talk about having a fresh start. You ever had to restart your phone or your computer or that piece of equipment because it was getting bogged down? You had to clear it. Everything was going slow, so you restarted it. Or how many remember the days when you had to give your car a little bit of gas to start it, especially up in the cold weather where I grew up in Wisconsin? Give it some gas, but sometimes you would give it too much gas and it would become flooded. And then you needed to turn it off and wait a while and then start over. Or you ever blow a breaker in your house and you needed to go to the breaker box and turn it back on? I could go on and on with examples, but let me tell you, I believe that sometimes in life, we need a fresh start. Every year is an opportunity to take a look back at the year before and evaluate some things in our life. How was my family life? How was my marriage, if you're married? How is my walk with Christ? How was my life with coworkers? Am I on fire for the Lord? Or did I take a step back in 2022 in my relationship with the Lord? If you're a student here, you're going to school, how were you as a student in 2022? Did you honor God in the classroom? Did you honor God in your studies, the lunchroom, the sports field, or in the band? Do I got any band students here in the house today? Come on, let me hear some band students today. All right. Band students, let me hear a whoop whoop. Okay, wow. Starting the new year off right. If we were to talk to your teachers in your school and you said, yeah, they're a Christian, would they say, what, them? You know what, church? I believe that whatever the case may be in your life, today is a great day to start fresh. I know many people have New Year's resolutions, lose weight, no more sugar ever, walk 10 miles every day, do 1,000 push-ups in a minute. I mean, some of us got some goals, you know, not bite my fingernails, not be mean to my spouse or siblings, or listen to what your spouse is saying. My wife said I needed to do better on that, but I wasn't really paying attention. No, I'm just kidding, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That's my wife over there, in case you don't know. That was a joke. Or maybe you've said, I want to read the Bible more, or I want to pray more, or whatever the case may be. Today is a day of a fresh start, a new beginning, an opportunity to start over. But not with just willpower, determination, or discipline. I believe all those things are good. And I love all those things, but what we need is a fresh start with God. A fresh start with His presence. A fresh start in His Word. Can I hear an amen? Today I want to give you three fresh starts. And I want to encourage you that maybe today, on this beautiful New Year's Day, you need to take a step forward. And we challenge you, I challenge you all the time, that the altar is your friend. Don't be afraid of the altar. There's times that I've had to go to the altar. I've had to submit myself to the Lord and humble myself and go to the altar because I needed God to do something in my life. Amen. At the end of this message, if God has put it upon your heart, don't be afraid of the altar. I know that the altar can be scary. Everybody just get that out of your system. Say, ooh. Look at the altar. I mean, coming forward can be scary, and we've all had moments like that. But I want to challenge you. Sometimes we need to take a step towards God because He wants to work in our life. Be obedient to Him. Be obedient to His presence. The first fresh start is what I call the ultimate fresh start, being born again. The ultimate fresh start, being born again. In your Bibles, I'm going to be looking at different scriptures today. John chapter 3, verse 3 through 8. Jesus replied, he's talking to Nicodemus. He says, I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. What do you mean? Exclaimed Nicodemus. How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again? That's a legitimate question. Jesus replied, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So don't be surprised when I say you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wants, just as you can hear the wind, but can't tell where it comes from or where it is going, so you can't explain how people are born of the Spirit. We need people to be born again. Someone say amen. You and I were on a path towards hell and destruction. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. But to turn your life completely around and live for Jesus, to be born again like Jesus says, that is the ultimate fresh start. To repent, to turn around. Now, just to give you a visual, repentance means I'm going one way and I get something that acknowledges, or I acknowledge my sin and I repent. I say, Jesus, forgive me. And then I turn around. Everybody say, turn around. I turn around and I go the other way. That's repentance. Church, we cannot repent and keep going the same way. Many Christians want to live like, do like, be like they always were. Church, Jesus wants different. He wants you to come just as you are, but he doesn't leave you just the way you are. If my daughter or son as a toddler is out playing in the sandbox and they start grabbing some sand and are about to eat it, am I as a dad like, just the way you are, son, I'm fine with that. Enjoy that. But if I had a cooler right next to me, or I was sitting next to the freezer and I had a popsicle or something delicious or an ice cream sandwich, wouldn't I say, you know what? This is better than that sand. A lot of times we in the church, we want to say, well, just live the way. No, no. You cannot just live the way you want. Repentance means turning around and going after God's ways. That begins a new life. Besides, look what that old way has gotten us into. This begins a new life. This is what we want. This is what we want for Tallahassee, for all to be born again. Sinners to come to repentance. All of us in this room are sinners. We were all on our way to hell. But when we repented and turned our life to Jesus, we became born again. Amen? That's what I want to see, people's lives born again to help disciple them on this new life. We have another word for it. It's called saved. Everybody needs to know your when I got saved story. I don't know the exact date. I was a little kid. But I remember the moment. It was in a tent revival. The preacher says, you gotta get saved. And I went down to the altar and I bawled my eyes out, me and my sister and my mom, and I asked Jesus to come into my heart. That was my saved moment. Does that mean I was perfect from that day on? Absolutely not. But I believe that you need to know that you are saved. You need to know when you got saved. You need to know, because a lot of people don't know, well, I'm just a good person. No, 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 no. You don't get into heaven by your goodness. You don't get into heaven just by knowing a little bit about church. You've got to know the Savior. You've got to have given your life to Jesus. Someone say amen. Born again. Jesus says you must be born again. Set free. This world will shackle us. This world will chain us. This world will tie us down. Jesus has come to set us free. That is the ultimate fresh start. That's why we have church. Church is not only for the believer, but it's for the unbeliever. Most people in church today are believers, but there is someone here in this room that may need to be born again. Someone say amen. There may be a child here that needs to be born again. There may be an adult that needs to be born again. There may be somebody that is here today that's going to get baptized next Sunday morning. Amen? Church, we got to start believing and expecting in 2023 that God wants to begin to save people. That God wants to begin to do things in our church and not just same old. Amen? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. Amen. It's time for new life. The second fresh start. It's what I call benchmark fresh starts. There are times in our life when we come to benchmarks in our life that challenge us to evaluate and look at our lives. Times like birthdays, maybe when you turn 20. How many remember when you were 20? How many aren't there yet? Maybe when you turn 30 or 40 or 50, you look back and you say, what have I accomplished in my life? Or maybe anniversaries or New Year's, like today, you evaluate. Or graduations or other milestones in our life, when you accomplish something, you look back and you say, where am I? Today is one of those days. Isaiah 40:31 says, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Maybe you've come to this benchmark today and you have grown weary. You love the Lord, but you've grown weary. Today is one of those days. You see, my job as a pastor is to push a little bit, is to prod a little bit, to challenge. I'm to bring comfort and to bring comfort to the afflicted. No, afflict the comforted. I don't know what I'm saying right now. I am to challenge you. How's that? I want to see you as people of God to thrive in your relationship with God, to push you a little bit out of your comfort zone. Go beyond just being cool. You may know how to put on a smile to walk into church. You may even know how to lift your hands at the right angle. Yes. Praise the Lord. Or maybe it's I'm going to challenge you, though, to go beyond giving the right words. You may have walked in here today and you are saying, I need a fresh start. My family needs a fresh start. You've tried on your own strength, but today I need a fresh start. The third point, and we're going to move towards the altar time. The third point is a little bit longer. I try to have short points, but this one, this is the fresh start I call, good Lord, I am desperate for a fresh start now. I'm going to say that again. This third one is, good Lord, I am desperate for a fresh start now. You might be here today and you are drowning, you are sinking, and you need a fresh start now. Lamentations 3:22 through 24 says, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him. Sometimes life will beat you down. Life tries to destroy you. Satan tries to defeat you. Your family, your work, your spouse, your kids, your finances. You feel like you're there now. And sometimes something will happen, a revelation will hit us, or you'll hear a message like this, and you'll say, God, I am desperate now, right now. Look what Isaiah says. But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. There are some that need rivers in the dry wasteland in your life today. You love the Lord, and you want what God wants for your life, but things are rough. Things are bad, maybe even out of control. The best place to start is right here in the presence of God. To get a fresh love for God's word. A fresh love for Jesus all over again. Today is that day to start. You see, you get these things in order in your life, and God will begin to give you strength for the rest of your life. Amen. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need." Now, we don't like to be called out. I don't like to be embarrassed. I'm not one of these guys that enjoys to be called out and singled out. I don't like that. But let me tell you, there's times when the Holy Spirit has to do that in your life. In fact, I remember a moment when I was taking driver's ed. And we're going to conclude with this. I was taking driver's ed, and it was one of those times when they still had the driver's ed teacher and would take you and two other students, and you would go driving in the community. Anybody remember those days? Okay, they still do that? And so we went to another city because Bloomer, where I grew up, did not have any streetlights. They wanted us to learn how to drive with stop signs and street lights and all of those like modern things most cities have. And so we went driving and we would take turns, and we were in this bigger city and it was my turn to drive. And we were in this vehicle that I was driving on my side, and he, the instructor, was on his side, but he had a gas pedal, a brake pedal. He had all of those. He had a steering wheel, everything, so he could correct me if I did something wrong. Two of my classmates were in the back seat. Everybody's just quiet as a mouse, watching, observing. I wanted to be perfect. I wanted to do it right. I wanted them to say, "Wow, great job." We're in the middle of the city. And the teacher said, "Make sure you look both ways, left. Make sure you look right." We're at a stop sign, so I look left. I look right. No cars were coming. And I began to go. You would think that was right. The driver, my instructor, hit the brakes, and he looked at me, and he says, "What are you doing?" I told you I don't like to be called out. He may have added some other words in there too. He was one of those kind of instructors. He says, "Don't you see?" Walking right in front of me was a lady walking on the pedestrian line. I did not see her. I saw no cars, and I saw no cars. But walking in front of me was a lady who I would have hit square. Now, I want you to know, in that moment, I was embarrassed. The others behind me, the whole car got tense as he yelled at me. But let me tell you, in that moment, I needed that. As a 15-year-old kid, I did not need to have someone killed on my driving lessons. There are times the Holy Spirit will say, "What are you doing?" I should tell that instructor, "Thank you." Because there's times we can't see. And the Holy Spirit says, "Don't you see?" So here on January 1st, 2023, the Holy Spirit may be saying to you, "Can't you see? I've got greater for you, but you need a fresh start today. Maybe you need to be born again. Maybe you've been going through a rough patch. Maybe today you're just saying, I want to go further with God. Or maybe you're in that third place where you said, good Lord, I need a fresh start now. I'm going to ask you to stand with me. I want everyone right now just to begin to examine your life, yourself. This is not for you to examine your husband, your wife, your kids, your friends. This is for you and Jesus. On this first day of 2023, let's start it out right by getting into his presence and saying, God, I need you. I've got to have you. I've got to have you this year, right now. Will you just lift your hands right now and begin to seek him? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, there's some here that need your mercies that are new every morning. There's some here that need a fresh start. There are some here right now that need to start off this year at this altar. That need to start off. And as the worship team is getting ready to play, I want you to begin to come right now. For whatever reason, I need a fresh start. I need a fresh start with God. I'm going to ask you just to come, just to lay aside all embarrassment, lay aside any inhibitions right now, and just say, I need a fresh start with God. Father, I just pray for this crowd right now. If there's one person here that needs a fresh start with you, I pray that today you would give them that fresh start.